fifth parak of Shvi'is Mishnah Vov. Now start a new set of halachas relating to the issue of Velishnei Ivan Lechitin Mirsho. We now put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, which doesn't only apply to a blind person, but also pertains to any type of Isser. You shouldn't give it to somebody that you know will be over the Isser by your giving. You shouldn't make it possible for him to be over the Isser through you. So here we're talking about you're giving certain tools to an Amaris, or to a person, not an Amaris, but a person who's Choshed, that if you can work the land in Shemitah, there will be a problem of Lishna Iva. It says, Eilu Kelim, Sheina Omen Rasha, Lamocha B'Shvi'it. It's a certain Kelim which you're not allowed to sell on Shemitah to people that we have a concern, or we know that they're not showing the Shemitah. Machreish of a Kol Kelim, a plow, and all the Kelim of the plow, her oil, a yoke, which was used also for plowing. Mizra, this was Kli that was used for winnowing. Vadeke, the hoe, all these things that are only used to work the land are prohibited. Avo Moise hu magal yad. You're allowed to sell him a sickle, even though a sickle can be used, or maybe even primarily used for harvesting. Magal Kosser is a different type of sickle that was used for harvesting. Bagola, a wagon, the whole kele, all the kelim that are used for the wagon can be sold to them. In other words, we don't have to be concerned that they will use it for Isser if it's not something that's designated specifically for Isser. Or it can be Kela that maybe they'll use it for Heter. But something that it's only used for Isra, we cannot sell to him. This is a cloud. Oshamalatam, Yuchadis Naveira, also, some that's in the use of Fazera, it's also to give him. Isra Lehetar Musa, but to give him something which can be used for Heter is permitted. You have to sell somebody who's not showing a Shabbos to 10. Maybe you'll use it on Shabbos, you don't have to be concerned. There's an interesting halacha that you're now allowed to feed somebody that you know will not make a bracha. It's always going to be mashalim. And eating without making a bracha. So, obviously, the person not Jewish is not a problem. The person is Jewish is a problem. What does one do? So, if you could, very often you could just explain to them that we make bracha. You could even make it a bracha and tell them, just listen to me, and my bracha will work for you. Invite them. That's the lachatchila way to do it. If you know for sure this person is a sensitive person, and you must be mechaven with something to eat, so Shlomo Zalman Ozma says a chiddush. He says in such circumstances, you are permitted to give him to eat or drink, because if you're going to force him to make a bracha, it's going to turn him off more than otherwise. Therefore, he felt it's more than listening even to force him to make a bracha against his will, because you're going to force him to have a negative attitude towards mitzvah. In such circumstances, he permitted one to let him eat something without bracha.